You're listening to the Environmental Minute, brought to you by WDIY and in part by the estate of Don Miles.
Hello and welcome to Environmental Minute. And I am your host, Maddie Yang, a junior in high school at Moravian Academy in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I am super passionate about all things climate change, sustainability, and empowering and educating others to take action against the climate crisis. My goal for this segment is to provide listeners with a glimpse into a whole variety of topics in the vast realm of sustainability, from biodiversity to ecotourism and plant-based diets to sustainable swaps. In this episode, we are going to be stepping into the world of eco-villages. But first of all, what even is an eco-village? Eco-villages are intentional communities that are specifically designed with sustainable practices at its core. They focus on minimizing ecological footprint while promoting a high quality of life among residents. The concept for this unconventional way of living began in the 1960s and 70s as people sought alternatives to industrialized lifestyles, and the very first eco-village conference took place in Findhorn, Scotland, which is now an annual event. Soon after, the Global Eco-Village Network was founded in 1995 and now connects thousands of eco-village communities across the globe. These eco-villages go beyond just being environmentally sustainable. The main point is that everything is shared, including land, facilities, and responsibilities, and decisions are always made collectively across the community. Furthermore, they often achieve 80 to 90% lower ecological footprints compared to the average industrialized Western lifestyle. Some key features of eco-villages that are commonly seen include sustainable housing involving houses that are often made from natural or recycled materials that are designed with environmental efficiency in mind. Think solar heating, green roofs, which are roof systems that incorporate a layer of vegetation and natural ventilation. Community gardens that feature permaculture farms, which mimic natural ecosystems and encourage seasonal eating. Water conservation techniques such as rainwater harvesting, composting toilets, and gray water recycling. A collaborative government where decisions are made through complete consensus or sociocracy. And finally, strong relationships among members that are maintained through regular communal meals, celebrations, and cultural events. Globally, it is estimated that there are 10,000 eco-villages with a combined population of over 500,000 people. You can find one of the oldest intentional eco-villages right in the United States. Located in Tennessee, the farm is one of the most well-known eco-villages in the world. Other eco-villages include Findhorn in Scotland, Oroville in India, Punta Mona in Costa Rica, Crystal Waters in Australia, and Yarra Eco-Village in Canada. Many eco-villages around the world actually double as learning centers, offering workshops on topics such as permaculture and renewable energy. The funds from these projects sometimes even fund community projects for the eco-village to help continue their efforts. Despite the utopia that eco-villages may appear as, they often face their fair share of struggles. Firstly, legal and zoning restrictions make it difficult for eco-villages to get the space that they need, as traditional zoning laws are designed for conventional housing and land usage. Things like compostable toilets and shared kitchens, which are key components of eco-villages, can violate health codes, making implementing these systems difficult. Secondly, eco-village communities are bound to face social conflict with one another, as they live in such close contact with one another. Especially considering that eco-villages must make decisions collectively and come to one unanimous decision. Third, implementing the sustainable infrastructure that eco-villages desire, such as solar panels or natural material-based homes, can require significant upfront investment that creates a financial barrier for many beginning eco-villages. This is why reliance on ecotourism, workshops, and farming is a must. But these resources of income can be unreliable. Lastly, modern-day society isn't necessarily compatible with their lifestyle. In today's world, nearly everyone has a cell phone and internet access, which doesn't exactly align with the values of an eco-village due to the processes that take to create them. Eco-villages challenge us to rethink what home really means. If you'd like to learn more or even visit an eco-village near you, check out the Global Eco-Village Network at ecovillage.org, which has an interactive map of communities worldwide. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Environmental Minute. And until next time, I'm Maddie Yang, and this has been Environmental Minute.